It's such a privilege I can come and share and fellowship and worship with all the saints here in ECCC.
实在是给我有这样的大的一个特权，我能够和在 ECCC 我们这里教会的众圣徒们一起来敬拜神。
Even though I've been here so many times,
虽然我来到这里来过很多次。
But this is my first time share in English, so you have to bear with me.
但是这是我第一次，我用要求我来用英文来讲道希望大家都能够包容。
Today my burden is to share on the house of Bethany.
我今天的负担是在这里要跟大家一起分享，是讲到在伯大尼的一个家庭。
You know, Bethany is such a small village. It's about 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
你们大概都知道伯大尼它是一个非常小的村庄，离耶路撒冷呢大概是2英里。
But it's a very special place.
但是呢又确实很特别。
If you study the gospel books,
如果你真是看这个所有的福音书的话。
I remember at one time I read a brother from India. He spoke 7 messages on this topic.
所以我有一次我记得从一个我读一本书他写了从印度来的一个弟兄，他写了有7篇关于这方面的信息。
And this was this brother Bak Singh, and he mentioned in the gospel books that 8 different times the Lord was in Bethany.That was recorded in the book of Gospels.
所以特别是为印度弟兄，他叫 Bak Singh 哈，他说他大概在福音书里面有八次提到，在福音书里面提到那个主耶稣到了这个记载到主耶稣到这个伯大尼这个村庄。
I think today we touch maybe the most familiar recording of the Lord in Bethany.Maybe the first 3 times.
我们今天可能要是分享大概讲主耶稣在那里记载主耶稣在那里大概3到4次的样子。
Let's first turn to Luke chapter 10.
让我们先一起打开圣经是路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10, let us read from 38 to 42.I think I'm using a different version from you, maybe.
So, 我们先一起来念从路加福音10:38-42，我的英文版本可能和你们大家不一样哈。
Maybe you guys need to read in English because I'm using NIV. I think most of you use NASB, right?
NASB.
Yeah. So, shall we read? Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into the home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word.
下面我们先用中文来念刚才第十章的38节开始38节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord,Do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.
我们中文来念40和41两节。马大伺候的时候多，经理房外，就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候。你不在意吗？请吩咐他来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦忧。
But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall now be taken away from her.
中文四十二，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Let's turn to John 11. We read the first six verses.
我们再来看约翰福音第十一章前面的六节。约翰福音十一章前面六节。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with an ointment and wetted his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
我们中文一二节，有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是用那香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, the woman who loved you was sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, This sickness is not to end in death.But for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
中文，她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉撒路。
So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
我们中文也把这三节一起念了哈。听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地冷住了两天。耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
We continue.Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, see how he loved him. Oh, will it stop there?
那我们中文就念那个前两节三十五到三十六好吧。耶稣哭了，犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
Okay, let's continue that. 47.
我们再继续四十七。
Therefore, the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council and were saying, What are you doing? For this man is performing many signs.
我们中文四十七，祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说，这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？
If we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him.And the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing at all.
好，中文四十八。若这样由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司。对他们说，你们不知道什么。
Nor do you take into account that it is expedient for you and the one man die for the people, and the whole nation not perish. Now he did not say this on his own initiative, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation.
中文。独不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，就是你们的益处。他这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死。
and not for the nation only, but in order that he might also gather together into the one children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they planned together to kill him.
中文也不但替这一国死，并要将神四散的子民都聚集归一。从那日起，他们就商议要杀耶稣。
Let's continue on John 12.
让我们继续来念约翰福音十二章。
Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised him from the dead.
中文，逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Well, he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster veil of very costly perfume of pure nard, and he broke the veil and poured it over him.
现在换到那个马太福音了。
马可福音。
马可福音第三节。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶玉佩至贵的真拿的香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
She was anointed by God before the burial. Truly I say to him, whatever the gospel is preached,in the whole world, what this woman has done, we also spoke of in memory of her.
中文第八节第九节，他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传着福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
我想we'll skip the Isaiah first. Okay. Maybe we read so many verses. I think those verses you're all very familiar with, right?
我们刚才读了许多这个圣经，特别在福音书里面，就大家都是很熟悉的。
These are the recording of the Lord visit this place the first,the second and the third time.
这是记载我们主耶稣他的第一次、第二次和第三次来到这个伯大尼这个小村庄。
When we mention the book of Mark 14, then we know the third time when our visit actually is in the house of Simon the leper.
所以当我们在读马可福音里面读到这个主耶稣第三次来到这个伯大尼，实际上是在一个人的家里，是叫做西门的一个长过大麻风，的西门的家里做客。
You know when our Lord is on the earth, especially the last week, he preached, he worked during the day in the temple in the city of Jerusalem.
所以我们特别知道，我们主耶稣在地上做工，特别是离他上十字架的最后一个星期，他在地上做工他来到这个地方。
He worked.During the day in Jerusalem, and he stayed in Bethany at night.
所以他是在白天在耶路撒冷里面做工讲道，然后呢晚上呢是住在伯大尼。
The brothers are very nice to me. Every time when I come and visit you guys, you put me into a very beautiful home.
所以我们这里的弟兄姐妹非常爱吴弟兄，所以他每一次来到我们这里，我们都是安排他在最最好的弟兄姐妹家里。
I find out not every speaker you arrange in that house.
所以我住的他们这个家，并不是说好像每个讲员都安排了住到他们家。
Maybe you have I have a special privilege.
所以有可能给我的是一个特别的特权哈。
I think the key thing is, you want to stay at place where you get comfort.And you can rest well, right?
因为特别重要的是，你晚上休息的地方一定是比较能舒适，而且你能够能休息的地方。
Maybe I'm such a worldly person, so they want to give me a 豪宅啊，a fancy home.
所以我有可能我可能还是比较习惯舒适的生活，所以他们安排我在一个豪宅里面的弟兄姐妹家庭。
I think the Lord, He preferred to stay in Bethany, is not because the particular house He stayed.
但我相信我们主耶稣他愿意待在伯大尼，并不是因为某一个房子好像是特别的，或者对他来说他特别感兴趣。
But it's because those person, those people, those brothers and sisters, they really care about him.
所以主耶稣他真正要来到伯大尼，他真正是那里的人，那里家里面的人。
I'm not saying our house doesn't care about me.
我不是说接待我的不照顾我或者不喜欢我。
But you know, when our Lord is on the earth, He cares about is those who have a heart to satisfy His heart.
所以我们主耶稣在地上的时候，他特别看重那些他们的心是向着他的。
So.For all of us know the story about Bethany is not about the place, it's because of the brothers and sisters there.
我们都知道，我们讲到伯大尼，主耶稣特别喜欢那个地方，并不是因为那个地方，而是那个地方的弟兄和姐妹。
Actually, that is such a insignificant place.
真正讲起来，伯大尼那个地方真是很不起眼。
But we mentioned four names this morning.
但是我们今天早上已经提到了四个人的名字。
Usually, when you mention about Bethany, it only mentions about three names.
所以我们一般讲到伯大尼的时候，大概只讲到三个名字。
It's Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
我们一般都讲到拉撒路、玛利亚和马大。
But I want you to pay attention, especially the third visit when our Lord, that's recorded in John chapter 12, that feast is hosted.In a particular family.
所以我今天特别要大家特别注意到，是在约翰福音第十二章里面讲到主耶稣他去的这一家人在里面有个宴席。
Not only Lazarus was there, not only Martha was serving, not only Mary was sitting at the feet of our Lord.
所以我们在这里特别讲到主耶稣在这个家庭的时候不但是马大在这里服侍，玛利亚在这里听主的话。
But I want you to also pay attention to the person Simon the leper.
我要让大家特别注意到这个人，就是叫做西门，患大麻风病的。
Because he received the Lord and the Lord's disciple at his house.
因为他是特别来接待我们主耶稣和主耶稣的门徒，在他们家里接待主耶稣。
If you read chapter 11 of John, you know at that time.They already decided to kill Jesus.
当弟兄姐妹们读到约翰福音第十一章的时候，我们知道那些犹太人他们已经决定要杀耶稣了。
If you understand the situation at that time,
如果你知道了解那个时的情况的话
，that was a very hard time for the Lord, because the people want to get rid of him.
因为对主耶稣来说是非常危难的时候，因为犹太人要杀他。
You know, when persecution came,
当你知道当迫害来到的时候
I think the worst persecution is politic plus religion. Those persecution are the most severe.
所以我们讲到有迫害的时候，特别是对有信仰的迫害，这个是非常的严厉的而残酷。
It is politic and religion.
是政治的政治的和这个宗教信仰的这个迫害。
I think those a lot of us from mainland China, if you were in China during the Cultural Revolution or in the 50s, you probably understand that a lot more than we do here, right?
所以如果对那些特别从中国大陆来的经过文化大革命的话，当然六十年代的时候特别注意到那个时候经历过这些的，能够有这样的感受。
At that time, if you are labeled as one of the counter-revolutionaries, your friend doesn't even want to say hello to you.
如果你那时候被人定为你是反革命的话，没有人愿意跟你做朋友的。
On the street, even you face them, they don't dare to say hello to you because they don't want to get in trouble because of you.
如果在街上他们看见你的话，都不想跟你打招呼，因为他们不想跟你有关系。
I think at that time, Simon the leper, who want to open up their home to receive the Lord and receive the Lord's disciple.
但是你想想看，那个西门啊，那个患大麻风病的西门，那个时候，在那个时候，他愿意打开他家门来接待耶稣和主耶稣的门徒们。
It's not easy thing.
这个不是一件容易的事情。
About a year and a half ago, I was in China.
大概一年半前，我那时候在中国。
When I arrived one city, the brothers had been up, so we go to a particular place to have 3 days meeting.
所以我们
Jonathan do that a lot, right?
对，我们到了那边，我们在到了那里和弟兄姐妹们在那里大概有3天的聚会。我们的彭弟兄也常常这样做。
When I arrived at the airport, the brother said, "Oh, we move to another city. No, we don't go to City A, we go to City B."
所以当我到到那里的飞机场到了之后，那里来接我的弟兄就跟我说：“哦，我们已经换了地方了，我们换到这个另外一个地方去。”
Well, so I don't know the details, so I just go.
但我就并不知道详细的细节，我就跟着他们一起走。
And then I spoke in this place I never been.
我在那里跟他们讲神的话语，是我第一次。
Just about 90 co-workers from that region.
大概有90多人是主的同工，在那个地区的主的同工。
But the very first meeting after I share,
但是当这个我们刚刚才开始聚会的时候
after the first meeting,
我们在第一个会议之后，刚刚第一个会议之后
，then I opened up for response to pray, and they could not stop.
那时候我们就大家都有一起祷告的时间，那时候好像根本这祷告不能停止。
And I think that morning I share, word for God is not ashamed of them to be called their God. That's in Hebrew chapter 11. I feel the presence of the Lord is so real that morning.
所以我那个是信息，虽然我那个讲信息是讲希伯来书11章是讲到我们神所做的工是不可是不许没有羞愧的。
神被称为他们的神，
神
不
以为耻、
okay.
神被称为他们的神，不以为耻，在希伯来书11章里面我讲的信息。
And I don't think there's any special about my message.
我并不觉得我这个信息好像有很特别。
But that morning, the response is so overwhelmed.
但是那时弟兄姐妹的回应确实那样的激烈。
So later on, I find out a little bit about the background of that morning.
后来我大概了解了一下那个时候一些具体的情况。
The reason they switch from City A to City B is because there's some situation occur.
因为他们为什么从一个地方换到一个新的地方呢？是因为有一些情况出现了。
Because in that particular meeting, they were monitored by the government. 6 months ago, so they divided the bigger meeting into smaller meetings.
所以他们预计，他们本来要聚会的地点呢，已经大概在6个月前就被政府所监视起来了。所以他们把这个大的聚会呢，就改成几个小的聚会。
Then afterwards is nothing going on, so they say they're safe again.
所以他们说之后呢，好像也。不是完全因为的安全的原因
，Yeah, and so when I visit, they say, "Well, once in a while we get there, we shouldn't have any problem."
有的时候我去到那边，他们会觉得应该比较安全，没有什么问题。
But just about a week before I arrive,
但是呢，正是在我到达的大概一个星期之前
，the responsible brother get a call from the local police.
因为他们负责弟兄，他们接到当地警察局的给他的一个电话。
So,Why are you want to go to Beijing next week?
他突然在问他说：“你为什么要去北京呢？”
Because he bought a ticket to visit, his daughter in Beijing.
因为这位弟兄呢，他实际上他买了飞机票是到北京去看他的女儿。
And then he suddenly realized he's still under closely monitored.
所以他突然意识到了，他实际上被监视当中。
So if I go and gathering all these co-workers in their region, that won't be safe.
所以他说，想到我如果再召集这些同工去这个地方的话，一定不安全。
So then they have only about a week to prepare. So where should we go?
只有一个星期剩下了，那么我们到应该在哪里聚会呢？
Then that city, the B city, just one of the host say, come to our place, we want to host this co-workers meeting.
所以他们换到了另外一个地方，那里当地的这个同工们说，到我们这里来，我们愿意来接待，在我们这里有聚会。
Actually, they never host this kind of meeting in that place.
因为他们以前那里的弟兄姐妹还没有举办过或者举行过这样的聚会。
So the brothers look at that place.
所以弟兄到那里去看一看，那个查看了一下那个地点。
But they say, "Oh, your house is not big enough. We have 90 brothers. We couldn't squeeze in."
所以他看了一下，哎呦，他说你们聚会的房子好像不够大，我们有90多人呢。
That host said, "No problem."Give me 3 days, I tear down this wall, remodel my home.
所以接待的家庭说没有问题，你只要给我3天，我就把另外的墙可以拆掉，然后建新墙，把它扩大。
Here we came, we had a meeting. I have no idea. I know the wall is kind of new, but I have no idea what was going on there.
所以你想想看，我对这些事都不完全知道。虽然我看到这个墙好像是新的，但那对背后的故事是不了解的。
But what I feel is the Lord was there.Was the Lord's presence was so real?
但我的感觉就是，实在是主的同在在那里是真真实实的。
What I'm saying is, when one willing to pay a price to host the meeting, to host our Lord's presence, he remembered that.
所以我说要讲的是，这个人如果他愿意在这里接待。接待主和愿意来接待这样的聚会的话，神是一定纪念他的，主是一定纪念他的。
Simon the leper was not remembered by a lot of other places, but in the book of Mark was specially mentioned that feast was hosted at his home.
所以这个生大麻风病的这个西门，他没有在其他福音书里面记载到他，但确实在马可福音里面。记载了他在他的家里，他来接待耶稣有一个宴席。
He is the one who knows how to give thanks and who understands grace.
因为他确确实实他知道怎样来感恩，来感恩。
And who is willing to pay the price? Who receives the Lord and receive all those the Lord accept?
所以他知道他愿意付代价来接待耶稣和耶稣所有的一切。
So that is one of the reasons the Lord particularly like Bethany.
So 这就是其中的一个原因，为什么我们主耶稣特别喜欢到伯大尼。
Of course we know there's also Lazarus, right?
我们也知道，当然拉撒路也在那里。
That's in John 11, we read about that story. That's our Lord's second visit, recorded in the book of Gospel.
所以讲到约翰福音十一章里面讲到我们主耶稣第二次记载他来到伯大尼。
And we know the story, Lazarus was sick.
我们知道这个故事讲到拉撒路他患病了。
And then, 11 verse 3, it mentioned, so the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
所以11章第三节讲到他的两个姐姐就派人去告诉主耶稣说你所爱的人病了。
You know, that is a particular person the Lord loves very much.
因为在这里记载到这个拉撒路是主他特别爱的。
And then,Verse 4 say, when he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so God's Son may be glorified through it.
所以第四节当讲到主耶稣听见的是说这个病不至于死乃是为着神的荣耀。
11 verse 5 say, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
所以第五节特别记载到耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路。
Of course, you all know the story. The Lord purposely delayed for a couple of days. So by the time he goes there, Lazarus was dead and in the tomb for 4 days.
所以你都知道那个后面的故事。我们主耶稣特地还耽搁了2天 然后等他回到那里去的时候，拉撒路已经在墓里面四天了。
You know, in John 11, verse 3, the word they say, Lord, the one you love is sick. That love, if you study it, is the word Greek filio.
第三节实际上第三节讲到里面就说他说你所爱的人病了，这个爱如果你去研究一下的话，它是叫做filio 的爱。
That is the meaning of friendship, affection, you know, that love.
那个是讲到我们朋友之间的爱，我们人与人之间的这种爱，叫 filio 的爱，感情方面的爱。
But in verse 5, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. That love is agape.
但是呢，第五节讲到主耶稣素来爱这马大和妹子和并拉撒路的时候，这个爱是不一样，它是叫 agape 的爱。
That is the God's love, sister, absolute love.
那是讲的是从神来的爱，是绝对的爱。
Jesus have friendship, have affection to this family.
耶稣确确实实他有感情上面是很爱这个家庭。
But for the purpose of giving God's love, true love.
但是呢真正的神的目的是要从给他们从神来的真正的爱。
So Jesus purposely delayed his visit to Bethany.
所以这个耶稣他是特地的在这里延缓回到这个伯大尼。
You know, because of that, Lazarus died.
你知道这是因为耶稣耽搁，所以呢，这个拉撒路呢，他就死了。
Lazarus suffered, right?
因为拉撒路他确实在受了很多的苦。
I think Mary and Martha suffered.
包括马大和玛利亚同样也受了，为了拉撒路也受了许多的苦。
Even when Jesus arrived, Mary and Martha kind of, you know, some complain, even not openly, but you can read from that chapter. They kind of, Lord, if you were here, my brother won't die. It's all your fault.
所以我们读到圣经里面，后来讲到，就是耶稣回到了伯大尼来的时候，这两个姐妹她们好像是在生耶稣的气，好像是在说，你如果早点来的话，这个拉撒路就不会死了。
But you know, in order for the Lord to give His absolute love to Lazarus,
因为为了这个耶稣，他是为了要给他们拉撒路这个从神来的真正的爱。
Sometimes.He allow us, allow those who love, allow those who have affection to suffer a little bit.
所以他为了要真正的给我们神的神圣爱，他有的时候会让他所爱的人和感情上面爱的人能够受一些苦难。
Sometimes we ask the Lord prevent all these things happen in our life.
所以有时候我们常常是会向神祷告说，我们不希望这些事情苦难的事情发生。
But sometimes the Lord didn't listen to us.
但有的时候神他并不听我们，主并不听
我们。It's not because he doesn't love us.
并不是因为他不听我们，是因为他不爱我们。
Actually, he wants to give more of his love to all of us.
因为他是确确实要把他的真正的爱给我们每一个人。
I don't know whether you all experience this or not.
我不知道你们是不是每一个人都有这样的经历。
Sometimes you pray.You say, Lord, please help me. I need you. The Lord didn't answer.
So, 有的时候你特别是祷告神，跟神讲，我特别的需要你，但是好像听不见神的。
And he let you suffer a little bit.
而且他愿意让你继续在这个受难当中。
Not only for his glory.
他因为他不但是为了他的荣耀。
But also for your good.
他是特别是为了你的好。
If Lazarus doesn't die, he will never experience the resurrection life.
因为如果拉撒路他不死的话，他没有办法经历这复活。
When we read 11, 24 and 26, when say Jesus wept.
因为我们读到第一章二十四和二十五节是讲到耶稣哭了。
That is 35 and 36.
所以是三十五和三十六节，三十五和三十六节。
36. Then the Jews say, "See how he loved him."
然后那些犹太人也都看见说，你看呐、啊，他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
That love is filial.
那个爱，他们看到是叫做 filial 的爱，是情感上的爱。
The Lord have feelings.
因为我们可以看到主耶稣他确实有情感的。
He has friendship and his affection suffer as well. He wept.
因为主耶稣他确确实是有朋友的感情和爱，他也因着这个他也哭了。
Sometimes, in order for the Lord to give us the absolute love,
有的时候为了神能够给我们真正的他从神来的爱的话
，He suffered.
他也。
He suffered those who love him, Mary and Martha's misunderstanding.
所以他会受的这个苦，就是因为别人误解了他，包括马大和玛利亚。
If they think the Lord is impersonal,
因为他们对待神对待耶稣，他是完全是个人之间的这样的密切的关系。
For that true love, the Lord to for the sake of that true love.The Lord really sacrifice for you.
所以是为了和人各每一个人和神这样建立起来的关系的爱，主耶稣愿意在这里真是也同样为着这个事来受难受苦。
Because the love is the biggest gift.
因为我们知道爱是最最大的一个礼物。
But what is the biggest love?
那么什么是最大的爱呢？神所给我们最大爱是什么呢
？Is the resurrection life，
因为他给的就是我们复活的生命。
The resurrection life is the biggest sign of His love，
因为复活的生命是神所给的最大的一个奇迹。
Not only our feeling, our emotion， but the life that overcome，
不但是我们的情感。我们的爱乃是他真正给我们里面的一个生命，这个生命是最最大的。
So when Lazarus was sitting on the table，
所以在那个宴席上面
12,
在约翰福音十二章里面讲到拉撒路也在那个宴席上坐席。
He's a testimony，
他在那里讲到他是做一个见证
，one who was loved by the Lord，
因为这见证这位是被神所爱的，被主所爱的。
Who is a testimony of God's resurrection life?
因为他在这里是见证神在他身上所做的复活的生命。
You know, you say Lazarus is such a blessed person, right? He doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to do anything. Martha do all the work.
好，我们常常讲起会讲到，哎呀，拉撒路这个人真是有福，他不需要做任何事情，他只要坐在那里，所有的工作都是马大在那里做。
But if you read the scripture detailedly.
如果你好好的仔细去读这个圣经的话
He's sitting there, he also pay a price.
因为拉撒路坐在那里坐席他实际上也是在付代价
Because at that time, the Pharisee, the Jews already decided to kill Lazarus as well.
因为那个时候法利赛人和犹太人已经决定连拉撒路也要杀掉
He should hide, he should stay away from the public view.
因为照理说那个拉撒路应该是躲起来对吧？而且不是在公共场合出现。
But he want to sit at the table.
但是他仍然，愿意坐在坐席上面。
With the Lord.
他说应该是和主耶稣在一起。
To be a testimony for our Lord.
因为他要在这里做见证，为我们的主做见证。
To be a testimony for the resurrection life.
因为要做他复活的见证。
Because of that.
因为这样。
Many Jews believe in the Lord because of Lazarus, right?
因为拉撒路许多的犹太人。他们回来信耶稣了。
Sometimes I see we have some lovely young people sitting in the congregation.
所以我都是看到我们在我们当中的这么可爱的年轻的人在我们当中。
I know. I hope you're not, but I think I know. Some of you doesn't feel comfortable sitting here.
但我知道可能希望不是啊，但有些人可能坐在这里还不是太 太自然了。
You listen to this old man using broken English to preach to you.
因为你在这里听一位老人，而且是讲的这个破碎的英语在这里讲。
But you know, you pay a price.
但是你知道吗？你在这里也是在付代价，坐在这里。
Because the house of God should not just be a youth activity center.
所以我们讲到神的家。不是仅仅是一个好像是青年人的活动场所。
And then the house of God shouldn't be a senior center.
我们同样一样，我们神的家也不是好像像一个变成一个老人的活动中心。
A house of God should be a family of God. You have old, you have young, you have everybody to be a testimony.
所以我们神的家应该是有老有少，是一个来见证神的一个大家庭。
Lazarus sitting there.
因为拉撒路坐在那里，他没有说任何的话。
But he is a testimony for the Lord.
因为他坐在那里就是一个见证。
He paid a price. That price he paid is more heavier than you guys pay today.
拉撒路他坐在那里是做主耶稣的见证，他付的代价比我们坐在这里付的代价更大。因为他把他完全的生命摆上。
So as we gather together, young and old, in the house of God.
当我们年长的年幼的在一起，我们在神的家里面聚集在一起的时候，
We are here to satisfy his heart.
因为我们在这里，我们能够满足神的心意。
In John 12, the Lord is so satisfied.
因为在约翰福音十二章里面讲到我们主耶稣他是那样的心满意足。
Because Simon the leper paid a price to host them.
因为这个西门，这个曾经患过大麻风的西门，他愿意在他家里来接待耶稣，来款待耶稣。
Lazarus is the testimony for God's love and God's resurrection life.
因为拉撒路在这里，他是见证主的爱和主的复活。
Of course, we also know there's Martha.
我们当然也知道了解马大。
Martha.Was the one who served, right?
我们谈讲到马大，他是那位在这里伺候的。
You know, we read Luke chapter 10.
我们讲到路加第十章的时候
，then it mentioned about Martha, right?
那个时候提到马大。
And also in John 12, it talking about Martha.
然后呢，在约翰福音十二章里面也讲到马大。
In Luke 10:40, it mentioned, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And she came to the Lord and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. She's complaining.
所以在路加第十章的时候讲到马大的时候，他那个时候因为伺候的事情多，心里忙乱，所以特别近前来跟主说，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？你能不能吩咐她来帮助我？
But the third visit in John 12, Martha was also there.
讲到主耶稣的第三次在伯大尼的时候，马大也在那里。
But what recorded over there is that Martha served.
因为在这里记载的讲到马大伺候。
You know, in every fellowship, we need a lot of Martha, right? We need someone to help, right? Especially among the Chinese, when we get together, we eat, right?
所以我们在团契里面，我们特别需要有许多的马大，特别在团契里面，我们因为要准备很多的饭食。
We need to make all kind of preparation. We need to clean up and stuff like that.
我们要需要许多的准备，也包括最后会后的清洁。
But you know.The Martha in Luke chapter 10 is like the Martha today in a lot of different congregations.
我们讲到路加福音里面的第十章的马大，好像是我们现在很多教会里面的现在的这些影像，好像马大的样子。
A lot of brothers is very faithfully serve.
我们很多的弟兄姐妹是非常忠心的在这里服侍
，but they also very faithfully make a lot of complaints.
所以他们同样也非常信实的、忠实的在这里有一些抱怨
their work but they also complain.
他们虽然在做工，但同时他们也会有些抱怨。
They work very hard, but they are also look at those who doesn't move, doesn't work.
他们自己虽然是工作的很忙碌，但是他们也抱怨那些不动的。
And they also reported to the Lord, or maybe reported to Jonathan, right?
所以我们常常有时也会向那个主耶稣告状，或者也跟彭弟兄告状。
But you know, in John chapter 12, they didn't record any more of those things. Only record Martha served.
但是你到了约翰福音第十二章的时候，看到马大的时候，记载的没有记载他任何马大的抱怨，只说马大伺候。
You know, Martha is a very dear sister.
你知道吗？这个马大是非常可爱的姐妹。
In the house of God, we need a lot of serving. We need a lot of things to take care of.
因为我们在神的家里面，我们有许多的服事需要人来做。
The Lord wants us to serve in His house.
因为我们的
神 Old and young, OK?
我们主希望我们不管是年长年幼的，都要在他家里面有服侍。
Not only just sitting there, OK? Sitting there is good, but you can do more, OK?
对，我们不但只是坐在那里很好，但是我们要比这更好。
I remember in our midst, we have a brother who was in Taiwan for a few years, and then he stayed at the meeting place.
我们那里聚会当中有一个弟兄，他在台湾蛮长的时间。
And he lived in the meeting place for a couple years.
他也在我们的当中也聚会。
He lived in Taiwan, that particular living meeting place.
哦，他住在台湾的话，特别是
住在会所
。
Yeah. And then he told me his experience.
然后他跟我讲了他的经历。
He just graduated from college.
因为他刚刚从这个学校大学毕业。
And that particular meeting place, there's a lot of older folks there.
所以他聚会的地方那个会所很多很多年长的。
And of course, the older folks always love the young one, right?
但是那些年长的总归是特别的爱这些年轻的年幼的。
You know, every Sunday morning, the old folks get up early and go to the church early, right?
所以那些年长的弟兄姐妹，他们每个星期天，他们都很早的来到会所。
And then before he wake up, they're already here. He's still sleeping at the room.
因为他住在那个聚会的地方，所以他可以他还没有醒，但是听到有声音，人的声音来。
So sometimes he come out and take a peek, say, "What are those old brothers and sisters doing?"
所以有的时候他就起来了，他就看看这些年长的弟兄姐妹在这里做什么呀。
Some of the older they come and set the chairs.
所以那些年长的弟兄姐妹他们来到这里，他们把排椅子。
And then not only set the chair, they clean each chair.
他们不但是把这个椅子排好，而且他们还把椅子擦干净。
You know, in Taipei, it's kind of dusty, right?
你知道，大哥，在台北的话，那里是那个灰尘很多哈。
But when they clean the chair, they do it very slowly.
所以，当这些年长弟兄
What are they doing there?
所以，年长弟兄在清这些椅子的时候，非常的仔细。所以，那个年轻人在这看，他们说，他们到底在做什么呀？
Later on, he realized they not only set the chair or clean the chair, actually they are praying for that brother and sister is going to sit on this chair today.
所以他后来他慢慢知道，他看到年长的他们在这里排椅子，然后清椅子，然后他还特别祷告为这个将要坐在这个椅子上的人来为他灵魂祷告。
Oh, I think that gives this young brother a very significant impact.His life.
所以这一幕情景让这位年轻的弟兄真是又给他一个很大的一个触动。
He is one of the elder in our church now.
他现在是我们教会里面的一个长老。
I think has something to do with the old brother and sister's ministry.
所以他是特别负责我们的年长的弟兄姐妹的的施工。
Those who serve in the house of God not only get the things done.
这些在神家里面服侍人不只是把事情做好。
But each, you might think this is just, you know, make some a fair arrangement. okay, some business arrangement. It's not things some spiritual. Just clean up, set the church. But that can be have significant spiritual meaning in it.
所以我们不要轻看好像这些排椅子清椅子好像没有真正跟属灵上面挂上钩，实际上里面有非常非常重要的属灵的意义在里面。
You can do some outward work, cooking, cleaning, business affair.
对，我们可以做一些事务性的处理，或者一些烧菜也好，或者做一些清洁的工作也好。
But are you exercise the restoration life to serve on those things?
所以你是不是当你在做的时候？你是不是用神给你的复活的大能在做这些事情
？Throughout my life, I never really exercise much.
所以讲到我的一生的话，我可能体育锻炼不是太多哈。
When I turn about 60, 62, one of our brother who really loves me forced me to go to the gym.
所以当我大概是在60到62岁这段时间，我们有一个非常。亲爱的弟兄，真是他来触动我、促使我、逼着我要去这个叫什么 gym 健身房里面去运动。
And he also find a coach, a trainer for me.
他也特别为我找了一个那个训练个人训练的一个教练。
And he made sure I pay it myself.
他要确认是我要来付这个钱。
So I've been going to the gym and have this same trainer for over 5 years now, paying him every month.
所以我到现在已经去了五年了，而且是从我自己付钱给这个我的教练。
So that's why I'm still straight upright now.
所以我现在我看上去非常的非常的就是说合身好，非常的那个帅。
That's not what I mean.
不胖不瘦哈。
But one thing I learned, there's a lot of things he teach me is important. But one thing I learned,
他教了我许多非常重要的事情。但是有一件让我特别能记得。
You know, for old folks like us, a lot of us have knee problem, right?
但我们年长的这些人，我们很多人都有这个关节啊、膝盖啊这个上面的一些疼痛。
He told me, when you go up or down the stairs, you need to remember one thing. You need to activate your muscles.
所以他特别跟我讲，当你上下楼梯的时候，你一定要注意，你一定要用你的肌肉用你的肌肉来走。
Activate your muscles.
而且是你有意识的，特别是有意识的哈，用这个肌肉来走。
So if you don't, you go like this, you go up and down the stair. Actually, you use your bone to climb the stairs.
但是你好像就是漫不经心的上下楼梯的时候，你实际上是用你的骨头在走。
That's why your joint get hurt so easy.
所以为什么你的关节会容易受到损伤
？So my knee is okay up to today.
所以现在我的这个关节非常好。
But when I apply this into spiritual matter,
当我把这个同样的原理应用到我们的属灵生活的时候
，When we serve, when we do something.When we cooking, when we coordinate in church, are we activate our spiritual resurrection life, or are we using our old Adamic life?
所以同样的，当我们在侍奉的时候，我们在准备饭食也好，我们在安排聚会也好，我们是不是也在用我们很有意识的在用圣灵，在用复活的生命在这侍奉呢？还是用我们的老生命？在这里侍奉
Martha, there's a big difference from Luke chapter 10's Martha compared to John chapter 12's Martha.
所以我们讲到这个马大，他在马太啊，不是路马可马可里面讲
路加
里面讲到的那个马大和这约翰福音后面十二章讲到的马大是不一样的。
What's the difference?
它的不同点在哪里
？At the middle is John 11.
因为它的不同的点是讲到约翰福音的第十一章。
Even the resurrection is happened in the life of Lazarus.
虽然这个讲的复活是讲到拉撒路的复活
，but they were all there.
但是他们其他的这马大和玛利亚都在。
They all see the resurrection life.
他们都见证了，看见了。 这个拉撒路的复活。
The Lord wants to give the resurrection life to all of us.
所以主耶稣他要把所有的复活的生命都给每一个人。
Maybe Martha was doing the same thing compared to Luke chapter 10 and John chapter 12. Maybe even chapter 12, there are more people, more cooking.
所以同样，马大可能是很多人像在路加里面一样做许多的这种侍奉的工作或者准备饭食。
But the difference is in John 12, he witnessed, he experienced the resurrection life.
但是在约翰福音十二章里面讲到这个马大，他是已经见证了，他是亲眼看见这个复活的生命。
Serve,
所以这就要一句话，就讲马大伺候就够了。
We need a lot of new Martha.
我们需要许多
churches,
我们所有的教会里面都需要这样的新的马太。
We need young man mother, we need old lady mother.
所以我们需要年轻的年轻人的马大，也需要年长的马大。
You can all serve in the house of God.
我们都可以在神的家里面来服侍。
But make sure you activate your spiritual life.
所以我们要确认的是，你一定要运用，你要用你的圣灵所给你的复活的生命。
John the 12th, the Lord is so satisfied.
所以为什么讲到主耶稣在约翰福音十二章里面，他是那样的满足。
Of course, we all know about Mary.
当然，我们也都知道玛利亚。
Well, probably Mary was the sister who preached the most by all the preachers.
所以我们讲到玛利亚的话，很多传道人常常。会讲到他。
I don't want to spend too much time on Mary because you probably know how to preach about Mary.
所以我想不会花太多时间讲玛利亚，包括你可能都会来讲这个玛利亚。
But one thing I want to mention about dear sister Mary.
但是有一件我要特别要提到这个玛利亚的事。
I think Mary was the one who sees the Lord as everything.
因为玛利亚她见到这个主的话，她看到这个主是所有她的一切。
She not only pour out the most precious thing, the most precious perfume reserved for her own wedding.
所以这个玛利亚她是把她最珍贵的香膏，是应该是在她的婚礼上面所用的香膏，她把它浇在我们主耶稣的身上。
That's not only a sacrifice but is a worship.
因为这个不只是一个牺牲，一个牺牲和付代价，这是一个敬拜。
But the key thing is the Lord say MotherChoose the better part.
因为最最关键的就是主耶稣说，玛利亚选择了上好的。
You know, there's more people want to annoy the Lord. Only Mary annoyed the Lord at the right time.
我们知道可能有很多人他们都需要来膏主耶稣，但只有玛利亚她膏的时间是最最恰当的时间。
All the disciples don't understand why waste the money.
包括他的所有的主耶稣的门徒好像都不明白为什么在这里枉费呢。
But the Lord say, He is preparing my burial, my death.
因为只有主耶稣在这说，他是为我安葬所预备的。
You know, does Joseph they bring a lot more nard to anoint the Lord?
所以我们
after the Lord is dead.
讲到我们主耶稣后来被杀了之后约瑟他是拿了更多的香膏来抹我们的主耶稣的身体。
But、only Mary was the one who praised by the Lord directly.
但是只有玛利亚被主所称赞。
Because at that moment, that's what the Lord needs.
因为就是在那个关键的时刻，那是主所要的。
Sometimes we need something very urgently.
有的时候我们很需要一个东西，非常需要，非常紧急。
Sometimes we need people show their sympathy, show their love to us at that moment.
所以我们有的时候那个时候特别需要人的同情和人的爱。
Mary know what God, what are our wants?
因为玛利亚，只有玛利亚知道那个时候主所最最需要的是什么。
Why Mary knows this?
为什么玛利亚知道呢？
Then we need to go back to Luke chapter 10.
然后我们就要回到路加第十章了。
Because when Martha was busy walking things, complaining things, Mary sit at the Lord's feet.
因为那个时候，当马大在那里忙碌的时候，在那里为许多事情烦忧的时候，玛利亚却静静地坐在主的脚前。
And she listened to what God going to do.
因为她在那里专心的、细心的听神所讲的。
And she listened. Then she know what the Lord needs is.
因为她在那里听，她然后在能摸到神所需要的、主所需要的。
When we serve the Lord,
当我们在服侍主的时候
，we need to know what He wants, right?
因为我们特别要知道他主所需要什么。
Sometimes we keep walking, walking, walking.
但有的时候我们只是在忙碌、忙碌当中。
But is that what God really wants?
那是不是我们所做的是神他所真正所需要的呢
？In order to please His heart, we want to give what He wants, what He needs, and when He needs.
只有我们要来满足神的心愿的时候，我们要知道什么时候给，什么时候他所要的。
Only if you listen to him, you only you will have the true fellowship with him.
当然，只有当你能够真正的明白他心意的时候，听他的时候，而且你跟他有这样的密切的这个团契的时候
，That's how you really please.God's heart.
这个时候你才能真正的能够让神的心意得到满足和喜乐。
Over here, there's four individuals who really satisfy God's heart.
所以我们在特别讲到这四个人，他们真正的是满足神的心意。
The last time in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24.He mentioned that is probably, according to Brother Basing, that's the eighth place, the place Bethany was mentioned in the book.
在路加最后一章二十四章里面又讲到提到了伯大尼。如果按照我们那个印度弟兄叫 Basing 他所提到，他说这是在圣经里面第八次提到这个。
At the end of the book.They say, when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into the heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
所以在那里讲到路加福音讲到二十四章里面特别提到说耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面就举手给他们祝福正祝福的时候他就离开他们被带到天上去了他们就拜他大大的喜欢回耶路撒冷去
You know, before the Lord returned to heaven after his resurrection
但你知道当我们主耶稣被接升天之前
He bring his disciples back to a place
所以他带主耶稣带着他的门徒回到这个地方
to look at Bethany
再来回到看一看这个伯大尼
I think he want his disciple to see this is the place I receive most comfort
因为他是想让我们这些门徒们看到就是这个地方伯大尼是让他的心得到满意满足的地方
This is the placeI think he really have affection, have feeling for on earth. So before he go up, he visit that place.
因为这个伯大尼这个地方确实是我们主他的升天之前最最在地上最最留恋的地方。
Maybe also he want to show his disciple this place, those brothers and sisters who satisfy my heart.
所以他是要向他们的门徒说这些在那里的弟兄姐妹是合我心意的。
May this place our place become the house of Bethany.
同样，愿我们这个地方也是像伯大尼的家一样，也成为合主心意的家。
Not because of this building,
并不是因为我们这个建筑
，It's because of you.
但是因为是你在当中
，It's because of your ministry, your serving.
因为是你的在这里的服事和侍奉
，It's because of your testimony.
因为是你因为你的见证
，May God use this word to encourage all of us.
我们真是愿神用他的话来这里继续的鼓励激励我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we are so thankful because you open up your heart and your mouth to all of us.
真是我们的主，我们实在是感谢你。我们这样要感谢，是因为你将你的心完全打开，对着我们说话。
You let us know what is your heart desire.
因为你让我们知道，我什么是你心里面所盼望、所切望的。
You let us know what you really want from us.
我们真是让我们知道什么是你真正你所想要的。
May all of us have a heart like Simon the leper, who give thanks and pay a price to open up to receive you.
让我们都是像这个西门一样，这个长大麻风的西门一样，我们知道能够愿意付代价，能够来感恩和赞美你。
We all like Lazarus to be a testimony of your resurrection life.
我们也像这个拉撒路一样，是做你复活荣耀的见证。
We all like Martha, who serve you wholeheartedly with the resurrection life.
我们也是像跟马大一样，我们是在这里是靠着复活的生命在这里伺候。
Also Mary, who draw near to you, who understand what you need and offer up everything for you.
也像玛利亚，玛利亚一样，真是知道你所要的是什么。
May you find all these individuals among all of us, regardless old or young.
真是在愿你在我们当中找到这样，无论是年长年幼的，就是像他们一样的见证的人。
We have a heart to satisfy your heart.
我们的心，我能够满足你的心意。
Bless your testimony here.
真是愿你祝福你自己的见证。
Bless each and every one's family and individual.
真是祝福我们每一个家庭和我们每一个个人。
May your name be glorified.
真是愿你的名被高举。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.